Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 177. Wow. Today, Saturday, August the 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me this way is Chris, co-hosting with me this week. Hey, sweetie.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming and being in the chair with me today. I am happy to have you here, and it's the girls. Well, the girls hosting. And we have got our very special guest, Grand Nagus, is welcome back. So thanks for coming to have a chat with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I know that you've been busy, especially with Challenge Tone stuff. So we wanted to catch up and see what you've been doing. So tell us. Since we last spoke to you, because I think it might have been a little while, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been up to so much. Well, where do I even start? No flying for me yet, so I'm like, not too much. I feel like this expansion for me is first where I've come to the conclusion that I'm not wanting to consume all the content as fast as I can, as fast as possible. And I still have an issue with that, coming to terms with that feeling to justify.
Okay, so is this something that you've previously, like, this is a usual feeling that you have when a patch or a release is, that now it's changed, or?
Yeah, somehow it changed. And okay. I don't know what the reason is. It's not that the content is dull or I don't like content.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I think my view of the game progression has changed in a way that I don't necessarily need to, like, take out the big spoon or even leave the spoon on the side and just drink the soup from the
Drink it straight from the bowl.
No, I don't think. And
because soup is a meal.
Yep.
Because soup is a meal. Exactly. it's something that I still have to come to terms with, and but I'm still looking forward to the new story when I eventually get to it. But for now, I'm just playing the game. Much like I was thinking before the show, how I best would describe it. It's like more like a new recipe that you get, cooking recipe, and you know the reagents, you know what it's the ingredients, but you don't know how much of each reagent ingredient you need to put in. So you try a little more of this, a little less of that. Much like there is that one quest in Burning Steps, in Chisel Camp, where you have to find the right amount of fur and like three reagents.
Oh, where you throw them all into the pot to make
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to figure out which one you need to have one, two, or three of.
Yep.
That's
yes.
how I, yeah, that's how I feel about at the moment. I'm not sure as to how much I want to experience from that aspect of the game and then move on to the other, so I don't neglect anything, if at all. So it's like a little different at the moment. So yeah.
Okay. But good analogy though.
Yeah.
But you know, cooking's always good. Any cooking analogy is always good. So yeah, appreciate that. All right, Chris, what have we got next?
So, Grand Negus, with all the challenges that are out there, what are you currently focused on and why? And then what class and race are you playing?
Ooh, I have this issue where I'm confident with most of the classes, but as we all know, about challenges is a form of played safe, because if you die, we're done. So safety is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Better to play it safe than to have a dead tomb. Mm-hmm. So, and
okay.
So I figured to get a feeling or reacquaint myself with the challenges after I've done all the stuff that a new expansion has to offer. And I now, for the last couple of months, had the chance to get back into the challenges. I want to focus on the Green Man tunes because they, I feel, are the best way to, and quote unquote, safest way to play a tune as close to normal as possible, because you have those five slots that on an Iron Man you cannot fill. The rings, the trinkets, and the necklace. You don't get anything. There isn't any armor. So you don't get white or gray items in those slots. There's no armor on jewelry.
Mm.
No armor on jewelry. So
right.
with the Green Man tune, being able to have secondary stats or primary stats on those five items makes the tune even more survivable, stronger, more powerful, whatever you want to call it. Because you get all those extra stats that you don't get with the Iron Man.
Yeah.
So
plus extra health, which is always good.
Yeah, like I said, stats. Like secondary and the stamina is obviously a stat too. So yeah, sure.
Mm. No.
And the tunes that I'm playing at the moment, I'm focusing on Hunters and Shaman at the moment.
Okay.
Cool. Very nice.
Nice. All right.
What spec is your Shaman?
Excuse me?
What spec is your Shaman?
Resto.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. All right.
Of course.
Very nice.
Any tune that can be a healer when I play a challenge tune is automatically, by default, going to be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
So, because why wouldn't you? It's extra healing, it's more survivability, it's just, in my opinion, I mean, it might be, you might perceive it as an extra challenge, sure, that's your prerogative, but I'm under the impression that I would be foolish not to play a healing-capable class in the healing spec, because it's, for me, it's the, it's a more survivable spec, more safe. So if I hit or whack on a mob one or two more times versus me being able to heal myself, that's a trade-off I'm willing to take any day.
Valid point, absolutely. All right, so for you at the moment, what goals are you working towards with your challenge tunes for this year? So obviously, if you're running two greens with the Hunter and the Shaman, have you, you know, like we were just saying before, we're at August. We are at August already. So we've only, you know, we're over halfway through the year. So is there some goals that you want to set or work towards with these challenge tunes that you've got?
Goals. Obviously, everyone that plays, that levels a tune, whether it's normal leveling or a challenge leveling, wants to reach the highest possible level. That's a given. So I would like to have one tune of each base challenge versions as high as I can get. But I'm still focusing on the green man. So I'm not saying I'm neglecting one over the other, but I'm still trying to focus on the Green Man and then the Iron Man and the Bloodthirst. Those three for me are the ones.
True alcoholic, Grand Nagus. True alcoholic. always. Awesome. Love it.
And they're all gnomes.
No, they're not.
No, I know.
I was going to say, surely there's some undead in there somewhere.
Of course there's undead in there.
Of course.
I'll neither
confirm nor deny.
Confirm nor deny.
Okay. It's all right. I think we know you well enough. So, yeah. But, I mean, that sounds really good. You know, we've got to have goals, obviously, to where we want to go, realistic goals for what we want. There's always having the big goal of, you know, me wanting to hit max. But sometimes you've got to look at those smaller goals and just be like, well, you know, where do we strive for? Because it is a solo challenge and it's, you know, it's not about the race of getting there the fastest. It's getting there alive and in one piece.
Alive.
Staying alive.
Unless you play a team, of course.
Well, team's different. But for what, like, most of us are doing, it's definitely the path of, what would we say, the path of the solo player with the challenges is a, you know, it can be fickle. We can make a wrong decision just within that split second and it's leading towards, you know, something that we don't want. So I think having a base goal for your challenges is a fantastic thing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to hear at the end of the year for the death list show. once again, how everyone's going. So, it's always nice when you can get to the end of the year, especially if you've, you know, if you think, oh, it's going to be up here, the list, and it's not as bad as you thought. So. Sometimes then others blow you out of the water and you're like, holy hell. So yeah. Anyway, we will see in December how that goes. All right. Chris, what's our next question?
Okay. So this is one of my favorites. Some of the best things I have ever learned have come from this question. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? And what are your helpful tips and tricks?
Okay. Play what you know and love. What you're familiar with. Something that's second nature to you with regards to everything, class, back, race. So that for me has always been, and it's been that tip has been there. I think you can count them on one finger, the people that haven't mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. So,
but there's a few. So,
yeah. Okay, maybe two then. But anyway. So, but it is the main thing, in my opinion. A week ago or so, someone was in my stream, and he talked about he wanted to start on a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And he was his normal tune, he main raid and mythic pluses a resto shaman.
Okay.
And he wanted, for his very first challenger, he wanted to play a human outlaw rogue.
Mm-hmm.
So, because apparently the random generator gave him that combo.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was thinking to myself, I said, this is something that shouldn't, I mean, obviously he can pick and choose and play the game however he wants.
Mm.
But in my opinion, you shouldn't go with the random generator for the very first two. Play something like we said earlier, play what you're familiar with, play what feels second nature to you. And him being a main raiding mythic plus capable resto shaman player, just I can't comprehend why he would not play one of the best class back combos there is for a challenger, in my opinion. It's very survivable. It does very, very good damage.
Mm-hmm.
And at least what I've seen from Resto Shaman and what I've played, it's quite good. Especially with that instant lava burst and all that stuff. I think that that's something that he can shelve the random generator character for some time later when he got the feel on his tune that he knows. You know what you can do in a raid environment if you played it for years in the Mythic Plus. And then you have the best possible comparison to what your tune is capable of doing in a challenge environment.
Mm.
You can see how big the difference is. So that for me is a very valuable lesson, finding out what your class, your spec that you know so intimately can do and what it cannot do in a lower powered environment, or however you want to phrase it.
Yeah, so, no, that makes sense. That's a good way to phrase it, actually.
So, yeah, play what you play best.
Mm-hmm.
Also, And I've talked about this quite a few times now. A couple of weeks ago, might have been 2 months. Anyway, I was with one of my challenge students. Can't even remember which one it was anymore, but that's beside the point. I was in Goldshot. And there was a PvP skirmish going on.
Okay.
I was level 18, 19, not 20 yet.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was all spooky, white, and this window with the two buttons showed up. Release and recap.
Oh.
Thought, what's going on? Why am I dead?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in PvP, obviously not. I'm not war mode capable yet.
Mm.
How can they kill me? What's going on there? So I would encourage or discourage people from setting foot in the guarding area cities like Goldshire, like Razor Hill, those are probably the two biggest ones. When there are like PvP people around,
mm-hmm.
stay clear of it because you never know if that bug shows up.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it was a rogue using his AoE, his a blade.
Okay.
What's it called?
Fan of knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard the sound and gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. So, okay.
Yeah. So be careful.
Be careful.
When you see people, I don't know what add-ons people use. When you see green coloring on the people that are there, their nameplates when they're green colored, or when you see them different add-ons make different changes to your nameplates, but you probably are aware of how your nameplates or the nameplates of other people look when they are in PvP. So as soon as you see that, stay clear of it.
Run.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it says they think that has been patched now. So, but yeah, look, I wasn't even aware of that, and I'm so sorry you lost your turn at 18 to that, because that's, you know, like, damn, you've done nothing wrong. You've done absolutely nothing wrong. Dead. You know, but to show the strength of the type of player that you are, you've rolled again. And, you know, that speaks volumes within itself, that you haven't just flipped table and gone, I'm done, I can't, you know. You've just gone, right, okay, fine, yeah, not happy, can't change it, go again, and off you've gone. So, you know.
I'm trying to picture Grin Negus flipping a table.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, that's good. So what else did you have for any extra tips or tricks?
The downside of the rogues I just reported on. Now, with the rogues, mm-hmm. there are some nice things, I think, and that one of them are your stealth, obviously. And people say, well, you have to include druids as well. And I know at least one druid player here in this call, so. But no, druids cannot do what rogues can do.
Mm-hmm.
For one, you have mm-hmm. the vanish. For the second is you can, after the GCD, you can instantly stealth again, where the druid has to wait for 6 seconds, I think. So before the prowl is off cooldown.
Hmm.
But what I wanted to get at, and I haven't checked this on the Druid, but I know it from my rogue that's done it. And that is as a pacifist. You can, and obviously you can do it as a working man now too, but I'm staying with the pacifist. You can, as a rogue, you can dig archaeology while stealth. Your digging will
I haven't even tried
will,
that.
will not break you out of stealth.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I haven't tried that. Mind you, I haven't done a lot of digging, so I have to check that out. Okay. All right, so we will check that out.
What does that mean? Means that you sneak around, you do your digging.
Mm.
When you come close to a zappable target, you zap it first, then do the digging.
Yep.
Then the only time you come out of it is to pick up the fragment. You don't have to deal with the mob.
Yep.
Because it's zap. There was no risk.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Wow. Fez even so, like, really? She's never seen it. She's gonna go.
I don't even fair. I know. What fair wow. doesn't know something?
That's like, that's a that's a huge game changer right there. I can feel that's gonna be like, okay, all right. Yeah.
Again, so. I haven't checked it on the Druid whether a Druid can dig. Obviously, they cannot zap. That's for sure. But whether they can, whether you can dig on a Druid, I don't know. But I don't think they can.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the last one who says I'm right all the time. I'm perfectly willing to say
we'll have to test it.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's test it. All right. Okay. Fez says looks at her 82 rogue passy. All right. I think someone's gonna go test it for us, but well, that's a definite thing. I think that's two things that we need to test this week. Just out of curiosity, because now I'm also leveling a druid, so you know what, like I'm now like, yeah, this is interesting. So we need to definitely do the test on the druid to find that out. But thank you for that info. We will, I think the veterans and I think they're off. I think they're going. Yeah. Yeah. Five's going to go test.
They're already out there testing.
With the wall. Thanks, Five. You need to, go test on the warrior, test. Five.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Minion. Thank you.
I want to see the warrior sneaking around. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. A druid focus. Azzy, go. Stone's in the chat room. If he wants to tell me to focus, he will. Trust me. He will. All right. Okay. So let's get on to, actually, everyone's talking about it now. Everyone's like, we need to go test it. So that's all very super exciting. Okay. So
all of a sudden, the chat room is empty.
No, everybody's gone. They're all out.
No
testing.
One's paying attention to us. That's what it'll be. Everyone's
bye, guys.
Like,
thank you.
Can't possibly. Yeah. All righty. Shut up, Stone. See this? I see you, Stone. Don't even. Anyway, look, seriously, he's not even here and he's still giving me grief. Honestly. Like, thank God we're friends.
Just ignore him.
All right, so our weeks and wow, let's go. Tell me, what have you been up to? So let's go. What else have you been doing? So obviously busy with the challenge tune. So yep.
Yeah, I've been like a couple of weeks. My biggest loss after the one I talked about with the PvP issue was my Sindori Hunter. She died 2 weeks ago at 34. Okay. And she died when the server shut down, or when they came back, when I logged back in. And all of a sudden, the people had spawned back, and the login wasn't fast enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, that was not a good feeling.
Definitely not.
No. And 34 was my highest ever challenge tune.
Well done. That's good. That's good, because now you've got your next goal to get past that. But that, like, well done. And you've got more tunes that you can, you push past that 34, definitely. So well done on that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my and she is continuing. She is playing as a normal tune now, because I originally intended her to have her go all the way regardless, because she is my first Sindori tune in God knows how long. And so I combined the Green Man challenge with the intention of getting her to max level to then unlock the heritage armor for the Sindori.
Oh, okay. Good plan.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the same thing goes for my Tauren Shaman. He still lives at level 19.
Nice.
So he is going to continue regardless as well, whether when he dies, whether he dies or not. So since we have the Tauren heritage armor now, that's going to go through. And then I have my Dark Iron Shaman at 28.
Okay. Well done.
So
getting there, yeah.
So yeah, those are the Green Man's the Hunter. She has been transmogged into a Dark Ranger now.
Nice.
Of course you did.
Are we surprised?
Oh, Grand Nagus with something dark? No, never.
No, she died in the dwarf area near the dwarf hub in Hinterland.
Yeah.
And she has a quite fierce hatred of dwarfs now. So she needs to, like, she has that urge to kill every dwarf that she sees. Especially when they are Wildhammer dwarfs, though.
Wildhammer.
She is going to going to love to go to Twilight Highlands.
It's going to be carnage, huh? Going to be bit of carnage. Periton's not overly happy, I don't think. You get that.
One thing I wanted to quickly talk about, this got nothing to do, we don't normally talk about transmog here, but still, with the transmog that she has now, the only thing that we don't have that not many people know about is that there is a Dark Ranger hood now. You got that? Yeah. So what you need to do is you need to go to your hunter lodge, your order hall, and you need to do a quest chain there. And that unlocks a vendor where you can buy it. I'm not going to go too deep into it. You can search for it on Bowhead, and there is, I think, at least one or two videos on it on YouTube. But we have a legitimate Dark Ranger hood now that we can
use. It's a Kickstarter.
Sadly, they don't turn your eyes red, though.
Nah, you
Blizzard,
get that.
Blizzard needs to do that, because remember the Uldwa stuff, the Uldwa hood from the priest, they turned your eyes golden.
So I don't remember
that one. Is the technology is there. They can do it.
Okay.
Blizzard, do it.
You can only but ask. They'll still say no, but okay, you can ask. All right, so what else have you got? What else have you been leveling this week?
Iron Man, my gnome hunter, she reached 36, so she is now the highest ever challenge tune that I have, and she is alive as well.
Yay, congratulations, excellent.
Thank you. And the Bloodthirsty, she is the sister of the Green Man Hunter. So she's going to take revenge on the people that so she's level 16 and she's alive.
Excellent. Okay.
We like alive.
Live is good. Yes.
Yep. And I have one issue that I would like to bring up now with my or that I noticed on the blood. When I started her, you obviously get the dragon hawk, the standard racial pet.
Yep.
And takes fair amount of damage, not too much, like 60-70% was like the normal amount that she got down, or it got down to. Then I went and got myself Turtle, tanking pet and all that, we know that. And all of a sudden, when attacking the same type of mob, as you do quite frequently as a Bloodthirsty, after two hits, the Turtle had half his health gone. Why is that?
Turtle's a squishy.
Why does a tanking pet take more damage than a DPS pet?
Yep, I don't know. They change things. And turtles in particular are way squishier than what they used to be. That's for certain. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So I need to find a different tanking pet.
Probably. Possibly try something. Yeah. Get gorillas. Gorillas are good. Leech.
Okay.
As he says, get a pet that has leech. The gorillas in STV.
Okay. I know which one. Yeah. Okay. Pacifist. I have one. He's level 11. Keldorai Rogue. Hence why I started with the talk about the rogue and the digging. He's alive, but I'm way too scared to play him at the moment. I feel like I got him to 11. I got him registered. What if he dies? So I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet with getting back to playing him. Eventually, I am, but not at the moment.
Well, that's fair enough. A passy is a whole different level and mentality to any other tune that you're going to play. Like, really, isn't it, Chris? Like, a passy of a passy is just so... And I honestly wouldn't have thought that until I started playing one. And now I love it, but you've got to be in the right headspace to play that tune. Because if you're not, you're going to lead yourself into doing something that's...
get you dead.
Yeah. Or get you flagged. Like, you know, flagged because you killed a critter. Flagged because you've done this. Like, you just, you've just got to be... careful.
First thing I did when I after I started the tune is I took the weapons off and sold them.
Okay, so how are you sapping? Without a dagger. Have you got one dagger?
No.
Have you got sap yet? What level of sap coming? I thought that was fairly low. I would keep one. Know. I have one dagger. I sold the other one, and I currently have a fish. I fished up. I can't remember what it is, a mud claw or a pounder or mud snap pounder or something. So she goes around with a fish in one hand, one dagger, so I can sap, and that's it. It's the beginning. It's the starter. I've not upgraded. It's what I logged in with. That's still her dagger. Sap's fine. That's all I need it for. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think 13 or something.
Haven't got there yet.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm 11, so 13 would be, yes, no, not yet.
Okay. Good.
The other thing that's unrelated to the challenges is I'm currently focused on getting or trying to see how I can get a mythic group to go into Operation Mechagon to get the schematic for the engine, to build the engine for the engineering and blacksmithing mount. You need two components. You need one from an engineer and one from a blacksmith. And I'm not sure as to where I get the plan for the chassis for the blacksmith, but the engine schematic drops from the doggy in Operation Mech.
Okay. All right. I have no idea what you're talking about, but excellent.
No.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You'll find a group. I'm sure there'll be people out there that will give you a hand with that. So that sounds good. Excellent.
Yeah, I made myself a mount the other day, crafted one as an engineer. And again, I have to thank Perrotin for helping me out on some of the math.
Oh, wasn't he a sweetie?
I know he doesn't want to hear it, but I'm still going to do it.
Just say it.
Even if it's just to annoy him. Mm-hmm. So, crafted the geosynchronous word spinner, the rocket mount.
Oh, that was Panda. That was one of the ones Pandaria. That was in Pandaria. Yeah, Pandaland. He is such a sweetie, honestly. So yeah, kudos to you, Periton, because absolutely, thank you for helping Grand Nagus. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the three orbs were like the heaviest burden there. Those are like still 20K.
Mm. Ow. Gold.
And and you need three of them, so it's 60K.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the gold. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing everything that you've been up to. We appreciate that. But we're going to move on because I've got to get to some special stuff in a sec. So let's find out from Chris. Chris, what have you been up to? I don't see much words, but I know you've been busy.
Did you see Azzy said that we should get rid of the tree-hugging passies? See, I know. Azzy. And you know what? It is such a special mindset that I was not exactly in it for all of the week. So I decided to mount run. And I've also decided mounts are a myth because nothing will drop for me. So I decided to catch up. What am I, like 8 expansions behind? And I went after the Lucid Nightmare and had a blast doing all the puzzles. Now I see where we got the BFA puzzles from the 2 they put in Lucid Nightmare.
Okay.
I go into the maze. I have 4 of 5 of those puppies in 20 minutes of the orbs. I'm like, nice. Why is everybody complaining? Oh my God, what is wrong? And 2.5 hours later, I got the 5th orb. So I got my Lucid Nightmare, and I was so out of my mind, I went and did it the next day for my son, because he didn't have one either. So I did the whole thing all again, one more time, let's lose our mind.
Nice.
And that one took me about half the time. But at that point, I already knew the puzzles, and I kind of got a really good gist of the rooms. So I got 2 Lucid Nightmares.
Yay!
But I did find part of my brain, and I followed you to Panda Land. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, those birds terrify me. They absolutely—I've never been so afraid of birds in my life because I go anywhere.
They're big.
I have
they're big birds.
Oh my! It's like I'm literally living in that movie, and I see a shadow, and I'm terrified. Oh my God, the birds are coming. They really are coming. And that would be such, it's an amazing zone. I mean, I have my path. I know where to go. Mm-hmm. And then boom, there's a bird. And I'm like,
yeah.
So I did get my path to 83. And I ran out of rest. It's like, maybe by the time I log on tomorrow, her rest bar will be, well, I saw, you got higher than I did. So hopefully by the time I log on tomorrow, I'll have rest through 84. So my goal tomorrow will be 84. And then because I'm not nutty enough, I started the secret fishing goggles achievement Mechagon. And once again, Chris got all of the fish except for one. And I am still hunting this last fish so I can have the secret fishing goggles so that hopefully at some point I can pluck a manta ray out of thin air and finally get that mount because I have over 1,000 casts something in BFA and I have not seen the manta ray. So if I can't get it one way, I'll use the secret fishing goggles and see if I can get it that way. So that was my weekend. Wow.
Excellent. You have been, I mean, you have been super busy. So 2 Lucid Nightmares. Oh my gosh. Wow. I hope you're,
why not?
I hope your son is like super like cooking and doing, you know, like, mom, can I do the, you know, what can I do for you? Would you like me to rub your feet and your shoulders and, you know, like here, have some chocolate. So, but yeah. No, that is fantastic. And 83 on the passies. We're in Pandaland. My God.
We're in Pandaland.
I know. Because Chris and I, it's not a competition, is it, Chris? We've just been, you know, leveling away on our passies. And we're like, oh, have you tried this? Have you been over here? And you know, we just throw in info at each other. And it's been really good.
We started at the same time. We've gone through all the levels at the same time. We're cheering each on every single second of the way, comparing what we did. This is sisters from another mother leveling pacifists together and being each other's biggest cheerleaders.
For a solo challenge, Chris and I are very connected with our passies.
Yes.
Really. It's hilarious.
And they must live.
So, yes, it's very exciting. But anyway, speaking of passies, so this week I did hit, I played my little Tauren Druid. So I'm running 2 passies because, you know, I obviously don't have enough to do. So my little Tauren Druid, my baby Passy, she hit 31 yesterday. So again, interesting playing the Druid side as opposed to the Rogue. But my Rogue hit, I did 2 levels on her this week. She hit 84 last night. So yeah.
Wow.
84. My highest challenge tune is a pacifist. Who the hell would have thought that? Like, seriously, it's just crazy. I love it though. And Valley is fair. Like, she is our Passy Queen, and thank you. I pass on all the information Fair feeds me to Chris, and it's just...
You're right.
It's just...
Did you talk to Fair?
Very, yeah. It's she's given us a lot of info, but I definitely have to check out on that one, Grand Nagus, to find out about the archaeology. I've not done... We haven't really done a lot of archaeology on the Passy, so it's... Not that I don't want to, it's just, you know, you're chillaxing and flying and that's kind of, it's kind of relaxing. Archaeology, not so much relaxing. There feels like there's that level of, you know, so we'll have to check that out. But definitely going well on that. Also, Bloodthirsty. So I did play a couple, not as many as I would have liked. My human warlock hit 23 and my lightforged hunter hit 48. Did not have the perfect run, Chris. Didn't have the perfect run. No.
It's because I wasn't there.
You weren't there. So yeah, the rare hunting that we do to try and get the perfect run. Not quite.
Perfect run.
There was two that was not there. So happy with how they're going. I did do a little bit of work on the big hunter, but nothing. I think I got about not quite halfway through. So so the big girl's still sitting at about 67 or something. We didn't quite get the level. However, because, you know, I'm going to wait for the chat room. Someone in the chat room to say something very shortly. I did start a working man. I thought, you know what, we will give the working man a go. Because, you know, obviously, again, I don't have enough tunes to play. And I decided I'd make a dwarf pally. So when Miss D was on the other week, you know, I took to heart a lot of things she said. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this. Normally I'd make a warlock or a hunter. And I thought, no, I want to just try something a little bit different. So we made a dwarf pally. And
is it bad that I interpret stones ... as focus leader focus?
Yeah, exactly. So it did not disappoint. Thank you, Stone. So we got her to level 22. All right. And I've gone all in on professions. So I was like, because you need to have at least one profession before you hit 21. Otherwise, you're red flagged. You're done. So I've gone all in. We've got herbing, mining, cooking, fishing, and at the moment, not archaeology yet. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm all in. Done. So she hit 22. So I am, yeah, I'm actually quite enjoying it because it's kind of like that whole bit of Passy and iron. Like, it's just, you know, if I don't
Passy,
feel like
can breathe.
Yeah, it just gives. So Stone, thank you for Working Man. It's actually
Stone.
Really fun. I'm really enjoying it so far. It's been way faster because you can quest. Oh, hang on, go pick some herbs. Hey, there's some ore. Let's go do that. So yeah, we're
killer pacifist.
We're having some fun. Killer pacifist, exactly. Exactly. That's nice. You need a title, Chris, for yours. There is no killer title, is there?
Oh, no.
That would be really cool. Anyway,
that would be amazing.
Working Man is great Fair. Absolutely. Working Man is a lot of fun. So again, you know, big kudos to Stone for giving us that, and we appreciate that. All right. Let's have a look. Where's my bumpers? I got to find my bumpers, guys. I've lost my bumpers because I've got a new one. So where? Here we go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Oh, Rogue Slayer is awesome. Gotta love Rogue Slayer. Thank you for doing that, Rogue Slayer. All right, so just a couple things that I want to talk about. So again, something that's very important for a lot of the challenge tunes, obviously not Bloodthirsty, but Darkmoon Fair is tonight. Well, tonight for me. So let's go Aussie time. I can't remember what time it starts server, but Darkmoon Fair will start. So obviously, if you've got a new iron green You know, working man, passy, off you go. You can go get the quest, do your turn-ins, get your 16 slot bag, get yourself a little bit of buffer of gold, because you'll, you know, you'll come away with at least 10 gold. So, hello, buffer, why not, and a 16 slot bag. The other thing is, with any of those challenges that I've got their professions, you can go do the profession quests and get, you know, a little bit extra, which will give you tickets, which you can sell back to get gold, to buy the bag, to sell, to buy, to sell, to buy, to sell. So, you know, there is that kind of thing, just to give you a bit of buffer, plus get your skill points up. So, you know, Dark Moon Fair, love that time of the month. It is fantastic. If they could only give us an inn that would stay there all month, I would set every single tune to that inn, and I would be happy just to log in and not have anyone around and just be like, Dark Moon Fair Island is all mine. That was just, that would be great. But anyway, we're going to dream on. Okay, now the other thing, we have got some exciting news. There is, as of, where is it? Hang on. It is up on the website, but bear with me. Starting, look at that. Later, it worked. Oh my God, my screen, it worked. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. So, just to let you know, starting next week, we have a contest. What is that contest? You're going to have to wait and see. The teaser's up. All right. There we go. That's the news. All righty. Other than that, you want to know now? No, you need to wait till next week. And you know what? I'll have a very special guest next week who's going to talk. We're going to talk about the contest. So super, super excited about my guest for next week. All right. Okie doke. Let's do the state of the challenges. All right. Grand Nagus, do you want to start off with the irons, please?
Can do that. We have the irons at number 10, eye roll at 52. Number 9, Iron Valduvel at 56. At 8, Oscar Grouch at 60.
That is a great name.
Great name.
Yep. Yep. At number 7, Comrade, RIP at 62. Mm-hmm. Oh. At number 6, Cargus at 62. Number 5, Nikki, 63. Number 4, 8-9 at 85. Number 3, Iron Hunchy, RIP at 94. Mm. Ooh, that's... That hurt.
So sorry.
Ouch.
That really hurt. Number 2, Norana, 101. And number 1, Imposter at 109.
Well done,
sir. Yay!
Wow.
Well done, everyone.
Well done and commiserations. Absolutely. Okay. Chris Bloods, who have we got?
Bloods, 10th place, we have Bloodlita at 48.
Wow. Yes.
I wonder who that is. Number 9, Gore Crazed at 58. 8, we have Soul Fist at 62. 7, Zayabara, 63. And 6th place, we have Nikki at 63. In 5th place, we have Bloodzorts at 69. In 4th place, we have Soul Snuffer at 81. In 3rd place, Soul Stoned at 91. And 2nd place, Ghost Oh boy, sorry. 101, but yellow flagged for kills granting experience is too low.
They're a demon hunter, that's why. So they need to get their kills up.
Need to get their kills up. Mm-hmm. And in first place, we have Soulful Paw, who has hit 110.
Nisi, look at her.
Great job, Nisi.
Great job, Nisi.
Well done. All right, Passies, let's go Grand Negus. How did they go this week?
Number 10, Ashima. Ashimza. Guys, come up with normal names I can read.
52. I know.
number 9, Kizukoska. At 53, Passive 12 at number 8 with 56. Ferala number at 7 with 57. Number 6, Pose Pickup, 61. Number 5, 5 Pickle Deep, 64. Number 4, Fair Flora at 82. Number 3, who's that? Pacifist? 83?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's that?
I don't know. Number 2, Pasili.
Don't know who that is.
84. And number 1, Zaya Passy at 85. So they're really close together. 82, 83, 84, and 85. Wow.
Zaya's doing well. Doing well. I think I've got a feeling that is it that one of Zaya's is he's doing no quests. So I know he's leveling a passy with no quests. So basically he's just, I think, picking herbs and mining. That's it. There's no quests on it. So I think it's that passy that he's doing. So well done. Well done, everyone. Okay, Tins, Chris. Who have we got? We've got a shorter list this time.
Yeah, we do have a shorter list. So in seventh place, we have Cerula, level 16. In sixth, we have Nikarith at 17. Fifth place, we have Greyhal at 20. Fourth place, we have Krayostasis, 21. And third place, Cryandar, level 23. Second place, Better Tin at 53. And in first place, Diwetha at level 94. Great job.
Nice. Hey. Nice. I think everyone's been busy on other things. So, you know, the Tin's not short quite list. As busy, but, you know, the other lists certainly are. So, Greens, what have we got, Grand Negus, please?
Oh, why do I always get the ones that... level 10. A little bit green. 57, RIP.
Mm-hmm. Rogue Slayer. Yeah, something happened. I'm not sure. I think she DC'd and came back dead. Something happened, yeah, I noticed.
I know that feeling, even though my DC was Forest Blizzard looking at you.
Yeah, she number DC'd. 9,
Sky Green at level 60. Mm-hmm. 8, Green Acalic. And Adelic. Yeah, Green Adelic at 60. 7, Ferishami at 62. 6, Zaya Germel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 64. 5, Pendion, 66. 4, Jan Green, 69. 3, Sky Watcher, 71. 2, Sky Gazer, 74. And number 1, Fair. What's this? Fair Verde?
Yep.
Yep, 98.
Nice. So, yeah.
That's... well done, everyone.
DC Dessa, yeah, and I know she's not happy because when I saw the tweet, I was like, you know, Rogue Slayer doesn't often, like, tweet really
it's normally like a, you know, died, this is what's happened. But yeah, she, you could tell she was not happy with that death. But Nine Rogue Slayer, as we know, she will, I'm sure she will have re-rolled and off she'll be going again. I've got a feeling she's leveling a couple of them. So I think there might be another one of those is hers, but I can't remember which one. Okay, Chris, working man. Let's see how everyone's doing.
Working man, we have in 10th place, we have Lucy Works at 16. Number 9, we have Working Dream, level 20. At number 8, we have Lurxist at 22. Mm-hmm. Number 7, we have Blue Lita, level 22. And number 6, we have Kalita. Number 6, we have Effortless, level 27.
Love
number
that 5.
Name.
That's such a cool name.
I like the next one too. I know a few people like this. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Hardly Worky. Mm-hmm. At level 31. Then, I know. Number 4, Drunken Work at level 35. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Ferristella at level 36. Go Fair. Number 2 is Working 4 mm-hmm. at level 49. And number 1 is Shireen, 61 RIP.
Now, I'm not really sure what had happened because it actually shows on my stats that she's not dead, but the tune, something's happened. Something's happened. So she must have died. The tune's gone. And I'd say, so I'm really like, oh no, Misty, I'm so sorry. So whatever's happened, really, you know, she was really pushing it through with the pally. So something's happened, but I'm not really sure what. But you know, 61, she's been doing fantastic with all the real life that's going on with the craziness. So I hope she's rolled again and when she's able to and goes again for that one. But well done. Like, thank you guys for supporting Working Man Challenge as well. All the challenges is fantastic. All right, let's have a look at our teams for this week. So, Iron teams, we have got Iron Evans Duo hit 21. And at number 1, we have got Light and Lightning, and they hit 53. So, you know what? Team Puppet Rides again. Has had a week off this week and you know, but you know, Zort's Nisi, look, someone's chasing you, which is interesting. I didn't realize there was another team that high, but well done. That's good job for them. Blood team, and you know what? I miss seeing Zort and Nisi playing after I'd finished baking Saturday morning. So Zorts was streaming, but yeah, I missed you guys. I did. All right.
Team Puppet will ride again.
Be back next week. Exactly. All right. Blood teams. We had, they've been busy. So Taco and 5, I'd say, have been busy this week. Number 2 is Injure Face, hit 32. Well done. And number 1 is Grade D, but Edible, hit 36. So well done, Taco and 5. And green teams this week, we've got 2 in the green team. So Mismatched hit level 30. However, just so you guys know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Ferra Verde has a kill quality problem. So it appears they might be either yellow flagged. So yeah, Ferra Verde might have to go do a little bit of killing. Okay. So check the website, check your tune. It's there and it tells that it's a bit, the kills are a bit low. So you might have to do something about that. And
bit off balance.
Yeah. So something, whether it is everyone's been doing, maybe it's the healer and, you know, everyone else has been taking the kills and, you know, they might just need to get in some killing blows or such. And number 1 for this week is Tall and Small, hit 55. Seppi.
Yay.
Seppi's team. Well done. That is awesome.
Well done.
All right. So it's been a very busy week. And again, thank you, everyone, for supporting and playing. And the big thing is, well done on all the leveling and obviously commiserations. We lost a few this week and we feel it. We feel it for you. So hopefully you've rolled again and best of luck on everyone this coming week. All right. Where are we? Here we are.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Rogue Slayer. Oh, alrighty. Mm-hmm. So this is where you get to send in your tips, your tricks, your questions, your all those kinds of things. All your jokes, your puns, and I must admit, I just don't. Anyway, Grand Nagus, it will be up to you to deliver Azzy's pun. So good luck.
So it'll be up to me. Okay.
It's always the guest, so go for it.
Okay. From Azzy. A man walks into a bar with a lizard on his shoulder. I'll have a beer and water for Tiny. The barman, why do you call him Tiny? Because he is my newt.
Oh, it is cute. Snort. Not, 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 not.
Snort.
You got a knot from Chris, so, you know, that's a winner.
You got a knot.
That is as good as gold, Azzy. Seriously.
You made Chris snort.
Oh, look at that. Zorts is here. Hey, Zorts. Timed that perfectly.
Hi, Zorts.
Timed that perfectly. Yeah, that's... It was very cute, Azzy. Thank you. Again, look, always appreciate it. Just, you know, it's good to see you picking those levels back up on your puns and jokes. So thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate that. All right, next one. So, Chris, can you read the next one?
I'm still nerding over the minute. So we had a question in the Wild Challenges Discord from Uchiha Izanami.
Sure.
And why not, right? Let's just butcher them all. And they said, wait, so does potions include healing potions or mana potions, or is it just pots that give buffs? Well, if you check the rules and you check the facts, we have no elixirs, no potions or flasks used. Doesn't matter what it's for. No elixirs, no potions, no flasks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. There we go. None. Zero. Zip. Nada.
Nada.
Nada. Absolutely. Minute. Still. Sorry. I'm still. It's still stuck in my brain now, Azzy. Minute. So cute. All
minute.
Right. I know. All right. Now, Stone. Anyway, Grand Nagus, now you had a couple of questions, so we thought we'll throw them at us, at the chat room, at Chris and myself. So go for it.
So what, in the community's opinion, is the best spec for any priest challenge tune? I'm thinking of starting a Nightborn Priest as a challenge tune, and to then get the heritage armor unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I want to go with one of the healing specs, but which one of the two is better to play as a challenge tune?
Okay, well, I think you would find this possibly a couple of people might have some different ideas on that. Personally, for me, I have got both an iron as well as a blood with a priest, and they're both disc. Didn't shadow, not wasn't liking shadow, and I didn't want to go holy, but disc for me has been pretty good. It's pretty strong, like for a clothy, and you know, it just, I can cull through stuff, even on the iron, that possibly I would not do on, say, maybe a mage, due to, you know, being a clothy, but that's mm-hmm. me. That's what I go with. Nisi Almenia disc. Nisi says disc. AKA Phil says, can't imagine disc not being insane. Disc is pretty good. Holly has been pretty good so far for Bloodthirsty, Nisi is saying. So, you know, I mean, I would honestly suggest try one, give it a couple of levels. If you're not happy with it, then swap out. But I would at least look at disc to be the better way. But you might find that holy is enough. So I suggest try both. Give it a go. Definitely. Chris, did you have any thoughts on priest?
I had two challenge priests, and the first one died to the rare Murloc, and the second one died to a DC. So I am probably the last person that you want to ask about a priest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for don't do what I did.
Well, there we go. Good point. Good point right yes. there. Don't follow Chris's lead. Stay
don't DC
alive.
And don't find the rare Murlocs.
Yeah. It's funny you found the rare Murlocs, though. That's
seriously, of all things, which one, irony.
Which one?
Westfall, the one.
Westfall one.
Yeah. Yep.
Periton's like, don't blame the Murlocs. Chris, you know.
Hello.
Anyway, okay, all right. Now, you had another question?
Yes, and I thought about this, and since the rules say you can't eat buff, correct?
You can eat buff food, yes. You've just got to click it off.
Okay. Because I was thinking along the lines of if you eat the buff food and stop eating before the 10 seconds are up when the buff
do that too?
It's
for me it's preferable I just vendor the buff food, but if that is the only thing that I've got in my bag and I don't have a heal or some other way, yeah, then normally I'd quickly sit down, eat it, and try and get to it before the buff, like you said, before, just to get me enough health to get up, that's fine. But if you do eat something and the buff comes up, right-click off it, and that's it. But personally, that's for me, I just vendor anything that I get with a buff, so I don't have that temptation. So
But that's okay, too. Mm. That's okay, too. That it doesn't red flag you if you click the buff off immediately.
No. Good. Buffs are, or can be very soon. Buffs will be detected. There will be changes coming, but at the moment. So preferably don't eat buff food don't let it get to the point that it buffs. But if it
9.8 seconds. Yep.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So,
okay.
But other than that, we will see. As we said, there's you know, there are changes and everything that will be coming at some stage, and we need to see how all that flows on eventually. But for the moment, just click it off. Is the timer for a buff? Well, 10. It depends. Normally, it depends if it's instant. If you're eating food, AKA Phil, like it's normally what, 10 seconds
before the
buff will appear. So 9 seconds, pop up, move.
Yeah, it tells you It tells you in the tooltip, it tells you if you eat longer than 10 seconds or something to that mm-hmm. effect, you'll get buff.
Yeah.
But 9.8 seconds would be, yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? So at the moment, you're not getting flagged, but things will change. So don't worry about changes until they happen. So we will see. So just okay. avoid it, like all things. Absolutely. Stir says just avoid buffs is the best way to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that we need to make mention of? I can't think of it. Thank you for the follow, Phileas Cheesesteak. I think I got that right. If I pronounced it wrong, I apologize. All right, I think we are done. So we might start wrapping up. Alrighty, Chris, over to you, yes. my lady. We go for it. Go for
this
it.
This is where I wish I could just bring in Zortz's voice and sound as amazing at this as he does, but I'm not Zortz. So I would like to thank you to all the Iron Elite. Without you guys, most of this wouldn't be possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your support.
Yes.
Alejandras, Azilun, Chupa, Crash Landing 99. I can hear Stone in my head doing that. Dave DeHunter, Dino, Execute, LB Fair, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gazton, Grenagus, Introvert Genius, Layla, Lisanne, Mrs. Rockguru, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tula Barden, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Olminia, Una Mithil, every time that one stops me, Wymina, Zaya, and Zortz.
You forgot.
I know.
It's all right. It's her prerogative to forget it. Like
it's kind of like an anonymous koala.
Yeah, there is no anonymous koala. Notice that? See what happens, Stone? Yeah, I noticed
somebody took anonymous koala out of there.
Sorry, I was going to say, see what happens, Stone, koala. When you leave me in charge? Anyway.
Oh, we love you, Stone.
We do.
People disappear from the list.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Yeah. You also didn't read my chit-chat item, too. What the hell's your chit-chat? I didn't see
what
your
was chit-chat.
Chit-chat. Well, tell us what your chit-chat item is, okay? I'm going to thank our mods because I'm going to do that. I didn't see your chit-chat. I missed your chit-chat. So tell me what your chit-chat is.
All right. Oh, I found it.
You found
yes,
it? Okay.
It said right. For chit-chat, someone wants to spend some koala tea time together. Koala tea time together.
Really?
I think it's hilarious.
Anyway, okay.
That was great.
I want Booyah. To say, thanks, guys. Face palms all around. Thank you.
That's great.
Big thank you to our mods. As always, I have to say, I cannot say it enough. So again, thank you guys. Awesome trousers. Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, Zortz. And of course, my cohort. What do you call it? Yeah. My co-ster over there. Guys, thank you. We really do appreciate everything that you do. And we wouldn't be able to do this without your help. So thank you. And like on the same level, I have to say a huge thank you to Ominia, because without him, a lot of things is not possible. Again, always want to say thank you for what you do, Ominia. And we appreciate that. So thank you guys. Thank you for all the help. And thank you, Stone, for all, like, just being you. Thank you. Leave me out of this mess. Nah, you're in now, buddy. That's it. Too late. You're in. All right. Thank you to everyone that's here for the show. We appreciate you coming to spend some time with us and to listen to us, you know, chat on about something that we love to do. The Challenge Tunes is a big part of what we love. So again, thank you for hanging out for this time. Other than that, we will be back next week. So Saturday, August 10th, as always, 7 p.m. Eastern. And my special guest next week will
God help you all.
Chris! Chris! Okay! That's Chris interesting. Overlord. Chris Overlord, absolutely. That sounds fantastic. I've got no problem with that. But yes, Chris will be here to chat about what's going to start next week. As I said, if you're in doubt, go and have a look at the website. You know. So, yeah, we've got some fun starting next week. Anyway, Grand Negus, thank you so much for your time today. I know it is crazy early morning time for you, but thank you for coming and spending a little bit of time with us. So can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you?
Oh, they can find me on Twitter. My normal Twitter handle is Grand Negus 1. And you can also find me podcast, Corpse Run Radio, at Corpse Run Radio, and website drr.podbean.com. And you can find me on Mondays on another podcast, Troll Lord Wow. And that is controlwow.com. Yeah.
Excellent. And we will have all of that information up on the website, which you can go to wowchallenges.com, where you will see something new up on the website ready. As I said, contest coming next week, guys. The teaser's up. So, you know, just saying. Oh, we're going to have so much to chat about next week, Chris. I'm so excited.
I am so excited.
I know. Very excited. All right. Don't forget, you can find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels over there on the website. You can download the episodes at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Don't forget, if you want to contact the show, you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Whether it's tips, tricks, questions, or puns, most definitely send that in. Chris, where can we find you, sweetie?
I am, it's Chris W. on Twitter. Otherwise, I am in Twitch as Chris W., and I live in Periton's and WoW Challenges Discords.
I love that. I live in.
I seriously do. Yeah. You know, Team Murloc for life.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Please don't go back and listen to any of my streams last week. Just saying.
Hello.
Like, don't I know tell
who
Chris.
You're killing.
Yeah.
I know who you're killing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Anyway, and where you can find me. So I am on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can check out, because, you know, obviously there's not enough things that we do. Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth are the other podcasts that I am involved in. Other than that, Chris...
We would also like to say a big, big thank you to Mark Conan for the intro. You can find him at Mark Conan Wow. And also another big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity and the Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcast.
And we greatly appreciate what not only friends of the show, but fantastic people. And as always, thanks, guys. heart you both, because they are awesome. All right. Well, thank you, chat room. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Grand Negus. Thank you, Chris. Everyone, please have a safe week, both in and out of game. And don't forget, please have some fun with whatever you are doing when you're playing this wonderful game that we love to play. Have fun, enjoy, and take it easy. And we will see you next week. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.
All right, we're back. That's okay. We'll fix that in editing. I don't know if it did double again. Apparently Nisi said it started with double, but I'm not sure. It shouldn't have been doing that, so I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. Show titles. All right. I've got two that I came up with. I know the chat rooms got...
There's only one.
What is it?
Chris knows and Perrykin knows. All us. Two is a meal.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, you got a you dare.
No. I'm sure. I do dare. Yep. What I want to go with.
So what was it? I missed it. You cut out for me, so
oh,
I've missed
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry. Soup is a meal.
Oh, my. Oh, soup is a meal.
As Stenza just came in too. Hi, Stenza. Okay.
If we get the chance, we'll take it.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. That is done. Soup is a meal. That sounds
it's good. An ongoing debate on whether or not soup is a meal or soup is a snack. And we are all exceptionally passionate about which camp we are in. I run the soup is a meal camp. Perrykin runs the soup is a snack camp. And good job. He loves you, Grand Negus. Mm-hmm. With a pout.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It is a valid question. Absolutely. And I can see it can divide people, divide friendships. Absolutely. So, you know, that does seem very fitting, Grand Negus. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, that's good. I mean, he's like, if soup has potatoes, it's a meal. Okay. Again, look, diversity. Everyone has an opinion. Interesting.
Oh, that aspect hasn't come up yet in our discussion.
Oh.
We haven't even gotten the ingredients. Ooh, we're just arguing over the general concept.
Okay. Interesting.
And there is a thing called potato soup, so sure.
That's amazing.
Is that?
Yeah.
Potato soup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like creamy? Or is it like watery?
Yeah, it's like watery, yeah.
Oh, there's creamy potato soups as well. It's divine.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can make it however you want, but the one that I know from my youth is like normal watery soup.
Okay.
Anyway,
I would just be like, yeah, it's not coffee, so I don't care. Sorry. Coffee is a meal.
There we go.
Coffee is a meal.
That's and all the, I need to say.
And a snack.
And it is all of the things. Coffee. Yeah. Hang on. Because Stone's not here, so I keep forgetting. Here we go. Coffee is my blood.
There we go.
Yay!
Stone's already left. But anyway, I played that for you, Stone. He'll be like, Yeah, whatever. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, chat room. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Arminia, for the bits. Appreciate that. Thank you for the follows to our new followers. Thanks, guys. Other than that, we will be back next week. Contest time. Contest time. Just saying. Starts next week. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Let me do it one more time. There we go. God, that's so pretty. I have to put it up one more time because, you know.
That's gorgeous.
We got to show some of your, like, creative sides. Anyway. All right, we're going to say goodbye to the stream. So thank you, everybody. Have a good day, night, morning, evening, wherever you are. We will catch you next week. So thank you. The white border. Oh, Arminia. But thank you. But heart you. Anyway. It's just like. Don't make me do this to you, Arminia, like what I do to Stone. Anyway. All right.
That was nothing serious.
Yeah. That's right. No, Arminia is awesome. Okay. See you guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.